When the snow melts and the temperatures warm, the Lone Tree track team roars. As you approach the track at Lone Tree High School, you are greeted by a stone lion dedicated to Charles Mike Kautz. The lion is not only fitting as Lone Tree's mascot, but as a representation of Kautz, a giant in the history of Lone Tree athletics and proud, strong member of the Lone Tree community. Kautz was born January 2, 1936 in Muscatine. He was a Muscatine High School graduate in 1954 and a 1958 co-college graduate with a Bachelor of Arts in Biology and minors in Physical Education and Coaching. After serving in the Army, Kautz began his career at Nichols High School, teaching science and coaching girls basketball until its closure. From there, he began his legacy at Lone Tree. In the classroom, Kautz served as a science teacher until his retirement in 1997. On the field of competition, Kautz did it all. He had stints as the Lions head baseball, softball, girls basketball, and girls track coach. The latter is where he built a program that was the envy of most others in the state. Kautz coached girls track at Lone Tree from 1961 to 2005. In that 44-year span, the accomplishments were incredible. Under Kautz's watch, the Lions won just under 25% of all regular season track meets they entered, taking home titles 60 times in 268 attempts. They finished as team runners-up another 56 times. In 44 appearances at the Southeast Iowa Super Conference Championship meet, Kautz's Lions finished in the top three of the league all but five times, and he was named Conference Coach of the Year on four occasions. At the state level, the Lions qualified at least one event for the Blue Oval in Des Moines in 35 of his 44 seasons as head man, including a string of 22 straight seasons to close out his head coaching career. In total, 107 different Lone Tree events made it to Drake Stadium for the state meet during his tenure. Once at state, the Lions made noise on the big stage, with more than 25% of his state qualifiers placing, eight of them taking home state event championships and another eight finishing as runners-up. In the team standings, Lone Tree placed in the top 10 in the state five times, the top five three times, and the 1988 team put together a school-best state runner-up finish with Kautz as head coach. Kautz is a member of the Iowa Track and Field Coaches Association Hall of Fame. He was selected June 6th of 2015 to be part of the 2016 induction class. He passed away 11 days later at the age of 80. On today's program, we share the story behind Lone Tree legend Mike Kautz as we talk with longtime Lone Tree boys basketball coach and athletic director Tom Squires and Kautz's former athlete Nancy Viner. We'll hear first from Tom Squires. Coach Squires, we're talking about the history of Lone Tree athletics, and we get to come over and see a lot of things on the campus at Lone Tree, and one of the things we're highlighting in our area schools is the different venues that have names, dedications, things like that. And as we talked, your track facility has Mike Kautz, a dedication, and his name tied to that. First of all, when somebody brings up Coach Kautz, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
Unbelievably dedicated to Lone Tree, our school, as well as our community. When he was coaching at Lone Tree, he put in countless hours on our track and in our track facilities, and he just also had a great relationship with his athletes. I was a young coach when I came to Lone Tree, and, you know, he had been here a few years, and you know, even though he and I both coached different sports, I learned a lot from him in terms of organizing practices, relationships with kids, and just a great work ethic and a great guy to be around.
Well, as you mentioned, different sports, but you're all on Team Lone Tree. And when you think back on having him as a mentor and some of the things that you were able to pull, how have those helped make you successful and now a long-term coach at Lone Tree?
Well, one of the things, you know, when I first came to Lone Tree, first of all, you know, I kind of thought it was going to be a stepping stone. I thought that, you know, I was going to be here 5 years and kind of build a resume and then leave. And kind of towards the end of that 5 years, Coach Couch came up to me and he said, if you really want to make a difference, he said, why don't you stay in the community and build a successful program here? And that really stuck with me. And that was something that, he kind of pulled me aside and said, you need to get some guys behind you. And he had a lot of successful athletes. And that was one of the things I really took from Mike Couch to heart. And, it's probably one of the reasons why I've stayed here as long as I've stayed and kind of took the advice that he gave me as a young coach. And it really helped me develop my program here as well as get involved with the community. And he was one of those persons that did that. And he was also very, very approachable. Like I said, even though we coached different things, I could talk to him about, similar issues. And he was just a great organizer and did a really good job, not only as a coach, but he was also a great teacher as well.
Well, Coach, let's go back to the 80s and 90s, kind of that tenure for Coach Couch. What was the feeling, the buzz around the girls' track program and some of the success that they actually had in competition?
I think it was 1988. They finished second in the state. But the one thing about that Mike did well is he really could get points out of his athletes. And I think he had such a relationship with his girls that, sometimes they would sacrifice maybe some individual success to be on a relay that maybe didn't finish first in that meet, but might finish second, third, or fourth to get him points to allow his team to be successful. And I thought he really did a great job of doing that with his kids, convincing them that, you got to be part of a greater thing. Even though you might be able to get some individual glory, we need you in some of these events to get us team points to help us win this meet or help us advance to state. And I really thought, I really paid attention to that, not only as a coach but as an AD, and how he was able to get his girls' track athletes to buy into that philosophy that even though you might be a great individual, we need you in some different aspects of this team to help us be successful. And I thought he did a great job of that.
Well, Coach, as we've mentioned it, and you said too, long-term coach, now administrator as well. When it comes to relating to young people and athletes, how have you been able to do that so well for so long? And what made Coach Couch and the relationship he had with his athletes so special?
I think the one thing you got to do is, especially at Lone Tree, because we've got so many multi-sport athletes, and plus, they're involved in plays and they're involved in National Honor Society and some different things away from athletics. And I think the one thing that Coach Couch taught me and that I really try to do is, I go to watch our school plays and I go to NHS, and he did that as well. And I think when you do that, you develop a relationship with your athletes and they see you, that you care a little bit more about them other than on the track. And, Mike did a great job of that. He went to the plays and you'd see him at NHS and even different athletic events, basketball games, things like that. And I think it really showed to our girls' track kids, this coach cares about us more than just from February to May. And I think that was the way he was able to get so much buy-in from his girls as well as develop the relationships that he had with his athletes.
How do you think, in your opinion, did Coach leave the Lone Tree school and the community a better place?
Well, I think the one thing is his work ethic. He really got kids to work hard, and I think the community showed how much time that Mike put into our track program and some other things that he did at school. And he was involved with the community in other community things as well. And our community knew that. I think that was one of the ways that our community really thinks a lot about Mike. And also, just the fact that, he was a Lone Tree for and coached track for over 30 years. I mean, he had a 36-year career at Lone Tree. And I can't tell you how long he taught here. I know he coached, I think, two or three more years after he had retired. So, he was long-term. And I think when you make that commitment to the school and to the community, I think, there's obviously people that think highly of Mike, not just as a coach, but as a community member and a teacher as well.
Well, Coach, he's a member of the Iowa Track Coaches Hall of Fame. What do you think in talking with him, that honor meant to him, and what does it mean to the district to be able to have Lone Tree on that sort of stage and visible?
Well, I mean, the one thing about Mike, he was really humble, you know, and towards the end of his career, and even after he had retired from coaching, he and I had, you know, conversations about, hey, Mike, you know, I really think, you know, you need to be in the Hall of Fame, and so, you know, I worked with his wife a little bit, Janet, kind of got all his records and his successes and things like that on a piece of paper, and, you know, it's not something that I don't think anybody that goes into coaching, you know, you don't get into it for the accolades, you get into it for the relationship you have with people and kids, and he was like that. But for him to get inducted into the Hall of Fame, I know it meant a great deal to him. I know it meant a great deal to his family, and it meant a great deal to the Lone Tree community and Lone Tree High School as well. Just a recognition of a guy that put in, you know, a ton of work for his program and for our community, and you know, the athletes that ran for him. I mean, he had a lot of state champion track kids. He had an All-American at Coe College in Don Rayner. So I mean, he had a lot of success, but, you know, I think that probably meant a lot more to him, probably equally as much to him as much as getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. But it was a great honor, not only for him, but, you know, it also kind of emphasized everything that he had done during his career. And, you know, it was really a good thing when he got inducted.
Well, Coach, speaking of inductions, too, as we're talking with Coach and Athletic Director at Lone Tree, Tom Squires, about Coach Mike Couts here in our historical profile series, not only induction into the Iowa Track Coaches Hall of Fame, but also on the Lone Tree campus, there's a dedication that each time we go out to Lone Tree for sports and are out there on the outdoor campus for athletics, we get to see Coach Couts' name. What about that dedication ceremony, and what did that mean to him to then be enshrined not only at the state level but also locally there?
Well, I know he was very humbled by that. Like I said, Mike wasn't somebody that kind of blew his own horn, but, you know, he was very humbled by that, and it was well deserving. I mean, you just don't have very many coaches that put in the time and the years that he did, so it was well deserving. I was all for it when they did that, when they put the big lion up there and the plaque that dedicated that lion and that area to Mike for all he's done. And like I said, it was well deserving, and you know, it was something that our community was very proud of, and the school was very proud to do. So again, he was very deserving, and you know, I can't say anything more about Mike. He was a great individual that worked extremely hard for our school and our community.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us on our historical profile series, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thank you.
That was longtime Lone Tree head boys basketball coach and athletic director Tom Squires. Next, you'll hear from former Lone Tree track athlete and member of the class of 1980, Nancy Viner. We continue on this historical edition of the KCI IPM Sports page as we take a dive back into the record books and history of Lone Tree athletics, and we're joined now by Nancy Viner, class of 1980 Lone Tree. Nancy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And Nancy, our topic of conversation today is Coach Mike Couts. And going through the record books, a lot of accomplishments to talk about, a lot of places we can go. But I want to start first with, when someone talks with you about Coach Couts or brings up his name, what are some of the first things that jump to your mind?
Well, Coach Couts was a really great guy. He was a super teacher, a fantastic coach. He was pretty much a perfectionist, so he made it really tough on us. He expected us to really push ourselves when we were out on the track and do the best that we could. And so I learned a lot from him, and, you know, a lot on the track and a lot in the classroom. He really did a lot to expect us to do the best we could in the classroom, and the older I got, and when my kids went to school at Lone Tree also, the science classes that they had were not really the science classes that we had with Coach Couts. We did like the leaf collections and the insect collections, and did a lot of things that, required a lot of participation. And, I'm very grateful for the way that we learned with him. So I think my kids kind of missed out on that.
When it comes to track, what events did you participate in?
I did mostly the half mile or the 800 meter. I ran in the 2 mile relay. I ran the 800 in the distance medley, and then sometimes I ran the open 800. So my last 2 years of high school, I pretty much ran 3 half miles in each of the track meets.
When you think of Coach Kautz, as you said, both in the classroom and on the track, at practice or at meets, were there certain sayings, things that he would bring up, things that he focused on that when you think about Coach's demeanor, maybe some sayings that have stuck with you?
From my running the half mile, I always learned or always remember that he taught me to start the race off and try to get out in the first 3 positions. And when I was finishing up a race, to always try to kick first. And the momentum and the adrenaline would push me through and hopefully cross the finish line first. So, like I said, he was a perfectionist, and he expected a lot out of us, but he was kind of a quiet coach also. He was very organized, and, I can't really recall anything that, like a catchphrase or anything that he had, but, we always knew what he expected of us.
Well, as you said, Nancy, kind of a quiet guy, but an organized guy, but willing to get the best out of you guys in the way that he coached. What would be some examples of that? Can you think of some things that maybe pointed to his organization, his demeanor, some things that stand out to you about those things?
I think, I don't want to age myself, but going back 40 years, we always had the schedule of each of the track meets. We knew, he put us in relays. He really worked to try and put everybody together so everyone participated. But he also, wanted to shoot to win the track meet. And we knew ahead of time. Pretty much, unless there were last-minute changes, what races we were going to be running and what heats we were going to be in. And so he was very organized that way. He kept track of all of our records. And, if we had a chance to break any of the old records. And I happened to be on our junior year. Well, 3 of us were juniors. 1 was a sophomore. We set the distance medley record when we went to state, and 40 years later, I just happened to be out at the state track meet when the Lone Tree girls in 2019 had qualified for their distance medley, and they just barely beat our record. And so I didn't even think about it being out there that, they were running our race and that they had gotten our record. But it was really neat for me to be able to be there. I kind of represented the 4 of us that were on the relay. So, we were always aware of the expectations. And he was very calm, and, you didn't see him ever really get upset about anything. So, and it was hard to crack a smile out of him too, but we did manage to make him laugh at times. So,
do you have any races specifically, meets specifically, performances that stand out to you?
Well, that distance medley, the year that we qualified when we were juniors, and then when we made it out to state, we ran in the rain, and we didn't win, of course, and I think we probably came in last in our heat, but we managed to break the record, and so we held on to that for a while. But my senior year, our two-mile relay team was undefeated, and we really thought we had a shot to go to state. And at districts in Stanwood, the only time all season they had run two heats was that meet. And, of course, we were in the fast heat because we were undefeated, and we didn't really have anybody challenging us, I guess. And so we came up short. The slow heat actually beat us, and that kind of crushed our season. So that really stands out in my mind. And so I was ready to kind of give up the season, but I still had the open 800 and the distance medley, which we had hoped that maybe we would make it back to state again. But I think we came in second or third. And back then we didn't place, you know, I think now they go with the top 24 times in the state, and you qualify that way if you didn't win at your district. And so we didn't make it a return trip to state that year.
And when you think about Coach, one of the things that I've had the opportunity to hear from people, administrators, athletes that have interacted with him, is the type of relationship that he had with his athletes was beyond just performances on the track, performances in practice. What was it like to be able to have that kind of relationship with him, and how do you classify it?
Well, I was very close to Mike. Like I said, he was very tough in the classroom. He really expected you to do well. And I feel like that really took me on to better things in life. With the science background that I had, I wasn't sure back in high school what I wanted to do. But when I got into college, I, you know, eventually became a respiratory therapist. And I think back on a lot of the things that I learned in the classroom with him. And now years later, when I had moved back to Lone Tree, I had lived in Omaha for 10 years. I moved back to Lone Tree, and knowing Mike in a different way, he's always going to be my coach and my teacher, someone who I highly respected and admired. But I got to see him in a different way when my son was playing baseball, and Mike's grandson also played baseball. The joy of seeing him in a different capacity. Now he wasn't the coach anymore. He was a spectator and, you know, the biggest supporter of his grandson, Ross. And I just, you know, to be able to sit and talk with him about, you know, things that we experienced together in high school. And then I was totally, truly honored when I found out he had gotten into the Hall of Fame, and his daughter had asked me to be with Tom Squires when they announced it to him. He was down at the Lone Tree Care Center, and my mom went with me also. And I was overcome. I was overjoyed. I just was, you know, it was something that he really, truly deserved. And I just was glad that I was able to be there with him. And I reached out. My daughter, Chalfa, also helped me. We tried to reach out to many of the girl athletes, women athletes that he had coached over the years to try and get some of their memories. And we reached out on Facebook, for the most part, I believe. And we put together just a little booklet of some of the memories that some of the girls had had. And so he's had a lot of great athletes. The Rainer girls were very athletic and very successful. I think Dawn went to state in several different races and just did very well. So I when I think of Mike, you know, I felt very close to him, and I think we had a very good relationship, and that's something that I'll just always have very good memories of.
What do you think he means to the Lone Tree community, both in athletics and beyond?
The fact that, you know, we were able to have a memorial placed at the track. You know, he had just been a teacher and a coach for many, many years at Lone Tree, and he was just one that you could really respect. And, you know, it was, he made you work hard, and but it paid off. And, you know, so I have just great memories, you know, to look back on and to be proud of the way that, you know, we were able to win some meets. And it's not all about winning, but, you know, he made it fun to be able to compete and, you know, do the things that we were able to do.
What do you think those kinds of accolades, like the memorial at the track, the induction into the Hall of Fame, and you being able to bring that information to him and let him know that news, what do you think those kinds of accolades meant to him?
It's funny to think back, you know, the track, you know, the school, the grounds at the school have changed so much. And, you know, we started off back in junior high when it was a grass track. It was a 200-yard grass track. And, you know, I don't know how much at the time he really fought to have, you know, the 400-meter track that we had put in at Lone Tree. But it's just so fitting that it came full circle and that you know, he got the track dedicated to him, and that he was alive to be able to see that too. And then he was alive to be able to, you know, get the into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, he was a wonderful man, and I have, you know, just fantastic memories of, hard work, but, a lot of joy too. It was almost like, just to see his reaction. I mean, I know he probably deep down knew that he deserved to be recognized in that fashion, but he just was, you know, overwhelmed. It just was such a special moment for me to be able to see that. You know, I think he just, I don't know how to describe it. You know, I know he had hoped that he would be able to achieve that, but, you know, I think when it finally all came to happen, that he just was, you know, it was like finally, you know, he could rest, that, you know, he had gotten that recognition. So it was very special to be able to be there to share that with him.
That was former Lone Tree track athlete, a member of the class of 1980, Nancy Viner, speaking with us about Lone Tree's Mike Counts. This historical segment about Lone Tree track and head coach Mike Counts has been brought to you by Pioneer Park. We'll be back with more of the KCII PM sports page right after this.